I mentioned in the beginning that this song is technically by Teddy Pendergrass, because if you listen to it very closely, you'll note that Teddy Pendergrass is singing the lead, and where there are background vocals, he's singing those too. I like what he's singing about, though. And that's why I'm featuring the song. Wake up, everybody. President Donald Trump made great, lofty promises to all Americans as he pledged his allegiance to all Americans. And we're simply looking at how things have gone. His first bit of time, first 2 years in office. See how good a job he's doing at keeping his promises. Let's listen to some more of what Donald Trump said during his inaugural address.
We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor.
Now that really sounded great. It took me back to the hard work that former President Barack Obama was putting in as he tried to sell the nation on the beauty of the benefits of building new roads, building highways, building and repairing bridges, building airports, building tunnels, and having a national railway system that would cover the nation. But because it was coming from President Barack Obama, we had political leaders and many from amongst we the people who were staunchly opposed to all of that. There was no question that that type of program would have greatly enhanced our nation's economy. It would have significantly improved people's financial standing, as these good paying jobs that would have lasted for years would have put much money in many, many pockets, in many, many checking accounts, many, many savings accounts all across the country for years. But because it came from President Barack Obama, the Republicans in the Congress, as they held the majority, refused to go along with it. And so it went nowhere. That dream went nowhere. That great dream that, had it been fulfilled, would have done so much for so many as individual families, individual people, as a nation, went nowhere. So it was somewhat promising when we heard Donald Trump promise that we will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation. It was interesting, though, that as important as it was and still is to get this nation on a firm financial and economic footing, since the Republicans had done such a great job of thwarting President Barack Obama's efforts to get this nation on solid ground where the economy would have been better than it was before the recession. And that certainly could have happened. They didn't want it. Many, many, many millions of other Americans didn't want that coming from Barack Obama. So it didn't happen. Donald Trump said, okay, let's do this. And instead of making that program, that promise, one of his priorities, he put that on the back burner while he sought to first tear down by getting rid of the Affordable Care Act to the extent that he could, by encouraging the weakening of the EPA's efforts to ensure that our waters and airs would be safe and clean, and on and on. His priorities became to do those things which would harm Americans. And finally, he started talking about this part of the promise, building roads, highways, bridges, etc. But then, instead of making sure that the federal government maintained the lead on this, even economically, as it should be, in order for this to really work well, he's leaving it to each of the states to do their part to get this to happen. With so many states struggling financially, struggling education, economically, struggling to find ways to keep their people healthy, struggling to come up with ways to educate their people, he's leaving it primarily to the states, each state, to do what they can do to fund, to provide significant funding for their portion of this program, this dream. I'm wondering how easy it will be for the country to come up with a unified system, a great strategy, a solid plan for putting all of this together, since so much of this is being shifted to the states, rather than staying in one place for the planning, the strategizing, the funding, Washington, D.C., and then financial support and other support going out to all of the states from the headquarters, D.C. Are we going to end up with a hodgepodge work job unfolding of this so-called dream, this promise, that will be much less efficient than were the federal government, Washington, D.C., to take this ball, run with it, take this dream, this skeleton of the dream, put the meat on it, and then help the states build from there, implement from there?
We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American. We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world.
We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world. Is that what was in play when Donald Trump announced his trade war, not only against China, but against America's partners, including Canada? Is that what was in play when he was telling us that a wall would be built dividing America and Mexico, and the Mexican nation was going to pay for it? Is he seeking friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world when he reverses, from America's standpoint, the policy and the program that were put in place regarding Iran, the policy that was put in place as America, under President Barack Obama, worked alongside of other nations and Iran to come up with the sanctions program? And the other nations, our partners, in agreement with America under President Barack Obama, put in place the sanctions, the policy, the program that all had agreed would work. And the evidence was proving that Iran was indeed keeping their end of the bargain as far as what had been agreed to during those discussions. So when President Trump says, you know, This isn't working. Then he admitted, well, yes, they are keeping her into the bargain. He said, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and dismantle this thing anyway. Is that the seeking of friendship and goodwill, especially in light of the fact that America's partners said this is the wrong thing to do? Don't do that. And they kept urging him not to do it, and he did it anyway. Is that how you seek friendship and goodwill from the leaders of these other nations who were intimately involved in this process, understand the process, and agreed this is the approach we should take? What you have to say.